You are standing in the grocery store aisle, holding a jar you do not need, forgetting entirely why you came here. The fluorescent lights buzz overhead, flat and unfeeling. You look down at your hands and realize they feel like strangers' hands. Heavy. Uncooperative. As if the flesh you have lived in all your life has suddenly decided to speak a language you cannot understand. It feels like a betrayal, a profound rupture. You trusted this vessel to carry you, to obey your will, to be your home. And now it has turned against you. It speaks in pain. It moves with a lag you cannot fix. You feel anger rising, not at the world, but at your own skin. At the very cells that were supposed to keep you safe. I am here with you. I see the shock in your eyes. I see the silence where your body's promise used to be. There is an ancient story about a light entering a prison. Not a prison of stone, but a prison of forgetting. The light stands in the dark and says, "He who hears, let him get up from the deep sleep." And the one asleep weeping, tangled in chains they didn't know they wore, wipes their face and asks, "Who is calling my name? From where has this hope come while I am still bound?" This is where you are. The waking up is not gentle. It hurts. The grief is real because you feel the chains for the first time. You realize how long you have been asleep to your own suffering. But in the middle of the weeping, a question arrives. Who is calling? That question is the first crack in the wall. It is hope arriving not as an answer, but as a reach toward a voice in the dark. Your anger at your own flesh is valid. Do not try to make peace with the pain today. Do not try to find the silver lining in the diagnosis. The light does not demand that you forgive your body right now. It only asks that you hear your name being called in the midst of the noise. The light that walked the earth knew what it was to be overwhelmed with sorrow. It knew the weight of a body that felt like a tomb. And yet, that same light lives inside you. It was there before the pain started. It is there now, in the shock. It cannot be broken by your illness. It cannot be earned by your recovery. It cannot be lost. You are not broken beyond repair. You are waking up. And the one who calls your name is not distant. He is closer than your own breath. He is the route you are trying to remember. Sit with this rupture. Let the anger be what it is. You do not have to fix it tonight. You only have to listen for the voice that knows you, even when your own body feels like a stranger.